Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today, we're going to be talking about the places our inner child hides behind. So there's lots of places we hide behind, right? And what do we mean when we say hide behind? Maybe we should explain that.
Good morning, Jess.
Hi.
Yes. Well, I'll just take myself, for example. And maybe you could use yourself for an example, too. So an example is that as a little girl, my grandfathers were very safe people for me. So I hid behind them in the sense that I felt safe for those periods of time that I was with them. I didn't feel safe in my house growing up, but I felt safe with them. And, you know, it's the odd thing with my father is that it was a mixed bag because on one hand, he did rescue me from certain times in my life, but he also was the one that abused me as a child. So part of me, I think, hid behind him too for that sense of safety. When my father died, you thought I had died. Like, I thought my life was over. Like, my kids were still young yet. I mean, still had, I think for 6 months, I didn't want to come out of my room. Like, literally, I couldn't function. I thought I was going to die without him. And I know now, I can look back and see that there was also a little girl in me that I didn't know what to do with at that time because I wasn't in recovery or in therapy. So I didn't know what to do with that pain. So, I just found another place to hide behind. And I've always had a boy at 13, my first boyfriend, puppy love, 13 or 14. And from then on, my whole life, I've always had a man. I don't think I've ever been without a relationship. So it's looking for that sense of safety. And wouldn't you know, I have picked sometimes abusers, sometimes people that are not emotionally available. A mixed bag. That's what I've done. And I feel like at this point in my life, the direction things are moving at this moment feels like more and more that part of me is being exposed because I no longer have any hiding places. My partner, I cannot hide behind. So that feeling of safety is not there. It's not completely gone because he's still here, but it's a lot of that feeling of safety of who's going to take care of me. That's my little girl. Who's going to take care of me? Well, it's not going to be him. That's reality. And I think with my son moving out of state, it's just brought up a lot of truth. It's exposing that wounded child that has always looked for a hiding place. You know, there isn't one. I can't hide behind food. I can't hide behind shopping. I can't hide behind a relationship. Like, I can't hide. And, you know, in my friendships, you girls, my support team, I can't hide behind that either because our relationships are too healthy for me to be able to do that. So I don't even try to do that. There's no hiding place anymore. So I'm having to meet parts of me that have been tucked away. No wonder I was always had to have a relationship. Yeah. It was always fear-based. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand that, but now I do. It was all fear-based. And sometimes I was desperate too, you know. Married the wrong man the first time. He abuser, alcoholic. I mean, yeah. It's crazy. How about you, Chas?
It is crazy. Well,
do you think you hide behind relationships?
It's funny that you said that, like, that you can't hide behind healthy relationships. That's true. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. At one time, I probably did try and hide behind you, but you're right. Like, I never really thought about it that way. You can't hide behind somebody that's healthy. Like, they're not gonna, it's not gonna work.
You've built that healthy relationship with that person, so both people are healthy.
Yeah.
So there's no way ego can get in there and do that nonsense, which is a really good thing, because you don't want those kind of relationships.
I've always hidden behind relationships, mostly with men, but women too. But the man is my go-to. And it's always been, I've hidden behind people that make me feel special, but really aren't available there in the end. Like, they give me that special feeling, but they have their own agenda in there. That's what I've hidden behind. And, you know, I have been single for quite a few years, but I still hide behind, I have talked to guys now, but I mean, for a while I completely abstained, but I think I still hid behind the idea of it. Like, mm-hmm. The yeah, idea the has never left. It's never left.
You never let it go.
I have still held a space in there that one day it's going to happen. And that is still me hiding behind. I mean, maybe it will happen one day, but it's not now. So it's still that illusion, that fantasy that one day somebody's going to come save me thinking. I think I've always hidden behind that. And with my son too, less and less I'm able to do that because he's changing and he's growing up and he's a teenager and I can't hide behind him anymore. He won't let me. So, too many changes. So I can hide behind food still though. I've been eating a lot of food.
I know, but I don't think it's been enjoyable.
No, not really.
Yeah. So
none of it's been really enjoyable. I mean, maybe for a minute, and then there's another side to it. Yeah. So, because you know what you're doing. Like, that's the thing. We know what we're doing.
Yeah.
With the man too. So, mm-hmm. Where else have I hidden behind? I guess just, people that, mostly in my life, it's been people that make me feel special, I think. Mm-hmm. Anybody that can give me that sense of validation, or just so hungry for that feeling my whole life.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Can you give it to yourself?
Yeah, I definitely have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to continue working with that. It is a desperate child that wants to hide behind these things. Mm-hmm. So giving it to myself is the only answer. No one's coming to save me.
Yeah, that is the only
answer. I can say it a million times though. Like, I can say it a million times, but until it, like, and I have had moments where it's really gotten in there, and I feel like I've even like had moments of grieving this, but well, here we are. Until I really, really, really get it. It's like, I can say it a million times. I know it. I know it's the truth. But until you really, really, really feel it, I guess, yeah.
Mm. I can relate to the part about children, because I, too, hid behind my children. And, you know, when Jody died, boy, it left a big hole.
Yeah.
Because so much of me was invested in her. And but it, at the same time, that pain that I experienced of having been forced to let go, it actually freed me. It freed me from continuing to hang on to my son, because I made a promise to myself that I would never experience that kind of pain again by over-investing myself in my children. It was so horrendous. And so with Jeremy, with my son, I've been able to do a relationship in a healthier way, where I don't look for something there. I don't look for to you know, find myself through my children, work for me there. So I think mostly it's been my relationship with my partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've hidden behind creativity too. I mean, that feels mixed because it is something that I love and brings me great joy, but I know that I've, yeah, hidden behind that too. That's another place. It's changed, but it is a place where I used to seek validation. Like, I made things because I loved doing it, but it was also to get that feeling from people to give me that validation.
Boy, you're telling my story again. Only I don't have that desire anymore.
Yeah, I know.
I've lost it. I've lost the interest in looking for it from people.
And you still create things is the thing. Like, you still create things, but it's from a different place.
I don't feel attached to it. And that's a freeing feeling because there's no pressure to hurry up and finish it. You know, I've had one project sitting in there for weeks now.
Yep.
I even looked at it.
Yeah.
I don't feel any pressure. Before, I would like start my day by pressure. Okay, we got to hurry and get this done so we can work on this.
Yeah.
And I don't feel any pressure when it comes to creativity anymore. It's just purely for the enjoyment. Somebody else enjoys it too. That's great. But I'm doing it for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And yeah, I actually felt that feeling when COVID hit and like my creativity just left and I couldn't figure out why. And it was because when I wasn't doing it to get that feeling, like I didn't want to do it. Like it was it was an interesting experience. I mean, I've been creative since, but I went through a period with that where it was like, oh, I don't really want to do this if I'm not doing it for other people. Like, so right. If I'm doing something today, it has to really be because I want to, not because I'm going to go and share it, I guess.
Well, what's interesting is today what you enjoy doing, well, is a lot of layout design being creative that way, but also, you know, taking my stuff.
It's not even mine.
Having interest in promoting. I let go.
And, I know. It's not even my stuff. And I do probably get the most joy out of playing with your artwork. It's crazy, right?
No, it's cool.
How things change, though. Like, you could never figure these things out. No. That's probably another place I hide behind, is trying to figure things out. That's another hiding place. Always trying to figure out the next thing that's going to happen. There's a lot of places that our clever little ego hides.
Your planet, your little planner, that gets smashed again.
I know. It never works out. Like, no. And sometimes I'll hear myself saying it as I'm saying it. It's like, yep, doing it again. And it never works out that way.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. We can hide behind trying to fix people too.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, we can.
Jeez, there's just so many places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But okay, you know, hopefully we'll all get to meet ourselves.
Yeah.
At some point, you know, because when you look out in the world, when I look out at people, I see everybody doing the same thing, you know,
yeah.
whatever you're trying to run from, wherever you're trying to run to, there's nowhere to run. We're just running from ourselves. And at the end of the day, you're still going to be with yourself. You know? So we can run all we want. Yeah. You're kind of watching it with your son a little bit, right? Like, he's mm-hmm. starting to get that age where he's interested in girls, but he's mm-hmm. he's having a little bit of a, you know.
He's not getting what he wants. Let's just say that.
Yeah, but some of him is trying to feel better, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's trying to feel better through a relationship, and that's what we learn to do. Is try to feel better through a relationship.
Yeah, so understand.
And he's probably done it with all of you, you know, with you and his other family members. And now at his age, it's the girl.
Yep.
Trying to find himself, and it's like, join the rest of the world.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. No. But doesn't mean we don't give it a good try.
Yep, gotta give it a good try, I guess, even if we keep hitting a brick wall. That's, yep. Bulldoze that thing over, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. What's your word today?
Well, let me see. My word today, where am I at? I am a mess today. I just doing therapy before I talk to you. So things are still kind of mixed up in there. Touching on a lot of stuff today, and it actually makes my head want to pound. My word today is surrender. Just mm-hmm. surrender all of it to be healed. All of it to be healed. God, that's my word today. God, help me heal my wounded child and be free of the past and live in the moment. Yeah, that's my prayer. I want to be free of the past. The memories with me, but the rest is useless, pointless. I don't want to see the world through my past. I want to see the world through eyes of love and faith today. So, and through eyes of God. Yeah. Which is eyes of love. So that's where I'm at today. Just, it's a prayer, actually. Just God, help me heal.
Yeah, I like that prayer. Mine would be, I want to let things be today. I just want to let things, however they play out. Without me trying to get in there and, you know, do what I do. I just want to let it be.
Nice.
I like your prayer, though. Mm-hmm. Help me heal. Yeah. I feel like I say that all the time. Yeah. Let's heal my heart, heal my mind. Heal my heart, heal my mind, heal the world.
Yeah. Yeah, and we heal the world by beginning with us. Let it begin with me, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I used to have this. I was going to do my healing work, and then I'm going to go out there and I'm going to heal everybody else. Uh-huh. And here I am, 25 years later.
How'd that work out for you?
No, it got smashed, but it took a lot.
Sure did.
I had a pretty strong ego when it came to, you know, I was everybody's savior, and it's taken some hard lessons and a whole lot of truth in my face for me to finally surrender that I don't even want to take care of anybody. Yeah. I don't want to be a caretaker anymore. I want to support people. I want to teach. I want to be encouraging and lift women up. But I do not want to take care of anybody. And I have never in my life been to that place. And you know, I love raising baby birds because it gives me something to nurture and take care of. But I reached a breaking point this past week. I had a baby, and I found a home for the baby. I found a good home for the baby. I was ready to let go. I don't have it in me to even caretake a bird. So my birds that are staying have to be self-sufficient.
Yeah,
I'm not caretaking. I'm so over it. There's a whole big difference between being supportive, you know, which for somebody is our love and support, initial love and support. Through thick and thin, but caretaking, that's a whole different deal there, because that means you're feeling responsible for that person. Mm-hmm. And when they have good days, you have good days. And when they have, oh, no, thank you. Getting off that roller coaster. No, thank you. So I'm going to take care of myself, and I'm going to do my best to live in the moment today, and I'm going to give it to God, the rest of it to be healed. So,
yeah,
it's broke me. Just this week, it's broke me. Yes, just taking care of my partner the way I have been the last few weeks. Like, oh, I'm not good at this anymore. I used to love this feeling. I don't love it anymore. It actually feels very difficult and heavy. It feels heavy.
Yeah.
And I've not had that before. So, interesting things are changing. And it's a good change. But it also has been a hiding place. My soothing others has soothed myself. It's just a way to self-soothe, and it's not working. I can't soothe myself through caretaking somebody else or raising a bird. It's not working anymore. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
I have to face the things that I've been avoiding. And I guess I'm ready. I guess it's time.
Yeah. Lots of hiding places.
Yes, lots of hiding places, but Right today, this moment, I don't have any chess, and not that I might not look, my mind might look for something, but you know, every now and then mine will say, oh yeah, we could just go shopping, and then I think about it and it's like, oh no, I don't really want to go shopping. Yeah. You know, like my mind is still trying to talk me into doing it the old way, and it can't talk me into it because it feels heavy. Isn't mm-hmm. that interesting?
Yeah,
as I'm saying, I'm just learning this. Like, it feels so heavy. And these were things that I thought I really loved. it was just a hiding place. It was another mask.
Yeah.
It's another mask. It's like veil. And it's like lifting the veil, lifting the veil, lifting the veil until we finally meet our authentic self. And I think the veils are continue to be lifted. And when you lift the veil, it means you have to look at the truth. You can't lift the veil till you've seen the truth. Then you lift the veil. And then there's another veil. And then you find the mm-hmm. truth of that. You lift the veil. And it's just an ongoing process. But eventually you get to the point where there you are. And there is no yep. veil. Yeah. That's where we're heading.
Yeah. It's a process.
Oh, I'd say.
Well, any last thoughts?
No, I think that's it for today. Enough yeah. truth for one day.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure. Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!